This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more measures continuing through the process.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Monday afternoon saw extensive discussion given to Senate Bill 590, legislation that seeks to modify the historic preservation tax credit and create the Capitol Complex and public building preservation tax credits. Sponsor, Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby, tells his colleagues he was on the panel that initiated these tax credits more than 15 years ago.
Senator Wayne Good commented that we will live to regret the fact that we didn't put a cap on this tax credit program.
During floor discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned his town's old high school has benefited from these tax credits.
Building formerly known as Afton High School is today a senior living facility.
I move that Senate Bill.
On Tuesday afternoon, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester brought Senate Bill 612 to the floor.
Senate Bill 612.
His proposal would establish the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Program.
It uses private donations to fund it. We have a cap of $25 million.
During a discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned the school's foundation formula would have to be fully funded before the new law would take effect.
You want to take $25 million out of the state budget.
Both Senate Bill 590 and Senate Bill 612 have been set aside for future talks.
Senate Bill 948.
Wednesday morning saw the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee hear Senate Bill 948, sponsored by Senator David Sater of Cassville, and would require certain Missouri Health Net participants to comply with work and community engagement requirements.
Medicaid spending is growing exponentially and will eventually bankrupt our states.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur tells the sponsor she disagrees with the premise some people choose not to work solely for the free health care.
Do you really believe that a family of four is going to make a conscious decision to make less than $6,000 a year in order that they can receive health care?
Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis tells the Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee Senate Bill 928 would modify provisions relating to emergency services health benefit determinations.
First quarter of 2017, Anthem saw its profits soar 44%.
During panel discussion, Senator Shoup mentioned she believes doctors should be paid for their work.
Some of the work that would happen in the doctor's office for a second visit is lessened a bit too.
Committee action remains for both Senate Bill 948 and Senate Bill 928.
No further business.
Missouri senators will be back in Jefferson City on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.